It has been more than 3 years since the Department of Homeland Security awarded the National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility, or NBAF, to Manhattan, yet the animal disease lab still seems as foreign and exotic to many Kansans as the Nipah and Hendra viruses it will research.
InBev?
InBev?
Like the company that bought Budweiser or what?
That one?
It's called the National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility.
No, I have not. I haven't heard of that.
I don't know. I'm afraid to ask anything. I don't know anything.
Kansas taxpayers Mike and Rico, who didn't want to give their last names, and David Ramirez, all recently spending a sunny weekend in the Argentine district in Kansas City, Kansas, will share in the benefits and the liabilities should that lab actually get built in the middle of the state.
Let's walk up this way on the other side. Let's go behind this thing.
Tim Barr is the NBAF construction site manager, and he recently walked me around what is still a massive, muddy hole surrounded by piles of gravel. And it looks like it's going to stay that way, at least for now. Congress has put funding on hold until it sees what a committee from the National Academy of Sciences says about the lab's security. At the same time, it appears opposition to the project is growing. Kansans are already out of pocket for a bunch of NBAF-related costs. The state donated 48 acres to DHS, worth over $1 million, and authorized $105 million in revenue bonds for preparing the site. About a third of that has already been spent for specialized utilities.
Boilers, chillers for heating and cooling the facility, emergency diesel generators for emergency power.
I'm Lyle Butler, president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce.
And the city of Manhattan, Butler says, has thrown $5 million into the pot, enticed, he says, by the NBAF's economic development potential. A study commissioned by the Kansas State University estimated an economic impact on the state of some $2.5 billion, including more than 750 construction jobs and about 320 permanent workers. Butler says NBAF could change Manhattan forever.
It could become the CDC, as Atlanta is for human health. Manhattan could be recognized for its major research in animal diseases.
The university says some of that research is already happening here at the Biosecurity Research Institute in Pat Roberts Hall. It literally sits in the shadow of the NBAF construction site. The BRI cost Kansans about $58 million to build, and the state's invested many more millions to support NBAF-related research there. Those funds came through the Kansas Bioscience Authority, or KBA. It's a public-private partnership the state legislature created to bring bioscience industry to Kansas. Early on, NBAF was a priority for the KBA, says former board chair and former governor John Carlin.
Working closely with Homeland Security and USDA and the Kansas Congressional Delegation, those were resources over a number of years that the authority put up to win the award.
But the KBA came under harsh scrutiny last year. Expense reports revealed what some state lawmakers felt was excessive spending, much of it related to lobbying for NBAF. The Johnson County District Attorney is currently reviewing a forensic audit to decide whether criminal charges are appropriate. Finally, the Kansas Department of Commerce committed $2 million early on to win the NBAF, low-interest loans for site development, and money for training a skilled workforce, $1,000 per each job created.
Signed pen, my wheat pen. But you're going to earn it, and you've already earned it. Thanks, Pat.
Last summer, Governor Sam Brownback gave Senator Pat Roberts, who's long carried the torch for the NBAF in Washington, the pen he used to sign an executive order creating a steering committee on NBAF. In explaining the need for the committee, the governor underscored the state's commitment to NBAF, but he said federal funding would be a struggle.
Now, this is going to be tough. The budget environment in Washington is extraordinarily challenging.
And that was before President Obama eliminated construction funds for the NBAF in the 2013 budget. Congressman Lynn Jenkins, whose second district includes the facility, said the White House was misguided in steering money away from national security. NBAF, she said, falls squarely within Washington's responsibility.
It's the right thing to do. It's a priority of the federal government, and we're going to get it done.
That's what Kansas is banking on, too. Manhattan won the NBAF largely because of a sweet package of incentives, including an offer to hand over the Biosecurity Research Institute lab to the Department of Homeland Security. DHS declined. Now, as NBAF is on hold and construction at that hole in Manhattan has slowed to a crawl, The state's investment also appears to be at risk. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Laura Ziegler.